July opened with a bang in Wamego as the community celebrated its annual Boomtown 4th of July celebration, though officials had to push up the fireworks display to avoid severe weather this past year. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office then the next day reported that a Wamego man was struck by lightning while walking back from a pasture. As the new school year began, open houses became the norm locally. K-State unveiled its new home for the Pride of Wildcat Land Marching Band in late July. The new Trace Family Band Hall, as it's called, is located in the World War I Memorial Stadium on campus. Director of Bands, Dr. Frank Trace, says it's nice having a centralized location just footsteps away from their practice field.
The real value of this is when the band gets in here, we start to rehearse, and we realize how efficient and effective it is to put instruments away, to get things cleaned up, to get to the practice field. If the weather changes, we're 15 steps away from safety instead of four blocks.
K-State also opened the doors to the Morgan Family Arena, which is the new home of the K-State volleyball team, in August. Meanwhile, Manhattan-Ogden USD 383 district officials celebrated the completion of one of its biggest bond projects over the last few years when Manhattan High School united its campus to include freshman students this fall.
You see the difference in a more modern high school than the previous designs. So you see more open spaces, you see more collaboration spaces, you see some of that stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just more open, bright, cheery, welcoming, mm-hmm. and instead of just normal walkways and classrooms.
That's the voice of Eric Reed, who also this year was promoted to superintendent of schools beginning July 1st after 8 years serving as the assistant superintendent. His predecessor, Dr. Marvin Wade, retired in June.
I can't even remember a time where anybody has said, well, that's not in my job description. It's just what needs to be done and how can I help? And that's not just staff, but that's parents, that's students, it's everybody. So it's been great to have that kind of teamwork approach to trying to make things better for our students and our entire system.
During the course of the past year, the Riley County Extension Office also began discussions with the Riley County Commission over facilities needs within the current fairgrounds at Seco Park. A task force was created. And by summertime, ideas started to float about the possibility of the fairgrounds relocating, possibly even outside of Manhattan. Extension Director Gary Fike.
But again, the problem becomes, where does it go? Fairmont Park, there's still some concern about floodplain. There's concern about maybe having to put some of the structures on ground that's not in the floodplain, which would mean private property.
A popular idea so far that has been floated is a location next to the county shops north of Manhattan. However, those conversations over the future of the fairgrounds remain ongoing. No decision has been made yet. In August, Stormont Vale opened its new Manhattan campus as well. CEO Dr. Robert Kennegy.
It began with the dream all the way back in 2012, and then more earnestly, a couple of years ago, we began to dream about what it would be like to have space to meet together, to all be under one roof.
The new facility along North Manhattan Avenue is 79,000 square feet. It houses primary care, specialty care, lab, and imaging services. In September, the first commercial flight in over 4 months touched down to a water cannon salute at the Manhattan Regional Airport. Airport Director Brandon Keiser said it was good to put the project finally in the rearview mirror for the airport.
A year ago, we had a 44-year-old piece of concrete that was out there. It needed to be replaced. It was definitely past its useful life. The FAA has a useful life of 20 years, so the community got 40 years out of it. And here we are after 4.5 short months. We've got a brand new runway out there that's going to last this community for the next 30 years.
The project was delayed more than 3 weeks after some electrical issues were noted back in August. As a courtesy to travelers, the airport also offered a promotion, giving free parking for the length of the period that the project was delayed. And just 2 months later, the airport celebrated its best month for employments on record, even eclipsing some of its totals from pre-pandemic levels. We'll touch more on that as K-Man's Year in Review touches the fourth quarter tomorrow morning here on K-Man's Morning News. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples.